The National Park Service is conducting a prescribed burn today and tomorrow at the Chickamauga Battlefield. Officials say about 850 acres near Vineyard Alexander Road, east of Lafayette Road and west of Alexander Bridge Road will be included. Areas affected include West Central and East Vineyard Alexander, along with Brotherton East. A possible additional burn could take place in Brotherton North. This is the third of five planned burns over the next several years. The goal is to restore historic landscapes, reduce hazardous fuels, and control invasive vegetation. Several roads in the area will be temporarily restricted while the burn is underway. Time is running out for anyone planning to run for office in Walker County. Qualifying for the 2026 general primary and the general election ends at noon on Friday. Seats up for election include District 1 and District 2 on the Walker County Board of Commissioners, along with District 2 and District 3 on the Board of Education. The qualifying fee to run for the Board of Commissioners is $592.80. For the Board of Education, the fee is $36. Candidates must complete qualifying before the Friday deadline to appear on the ballot. Pre-K enrollment is now open for the 2026-27 school year in Walker County. Families planning to apply for pre-K must complete the district's online lottery application. School officials encourage parents to review pre-K procedures and frequently ask questions before submitting their forms. Enrollment services are handled at the district's enrollment office, located inside the Advancing Education Building on Osborne Road in Chickamauga. Anyone needing an affidavit of residency must enroll in person. The office is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 3:30, with appointments available by calling 706-375-7947. The story, by the way, is on our website at discoverwalker.com. If you want more details or you need that number again, check that story out. We'll come back. We've got more news and a quick look at sports when we return. The Georgia Department of Driver Services is warning residents about a phishing scam involving fake text messages claiming to be from state agencies. Officials say the messages ask for payment for supposed tickets or threaten driver's license being suspended. The agency stresses these texts are not legitimate. They're designed to steal your personal information. DDS says it will never contact anyone by text asking for a payment or personal details. Residents are urged not to click any suspicious links and check their license status only through the official website. It's been a strong week for Lafayette High School athletics. At a meet hosted by Heritage High School, Porter Centel won the boys' 100-meter dash and long jump, while Kevin Carmichael took first in the 110 hurdles. Daniel Rivera also captured first in the high jump. In soccer, the Rambler JV boys defeated Ridgeland High School 3-0 at home. And in golf, the Rambler and Lady Rambler teams opened the season with a sweep at Knob North Golf Course. Details on these stories on our website. You can learn more there, discoverwalker.com. Your home of NASCAR in North Georgia. This is Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.